Hey beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD but Make It Spiritual. Your girl Laura Bennett here, bringing you daily doses of wisdom and weirdness to help us navigate this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into the wild world of social media and its impact on our mental health. Ever feel like your phone is a black hole sucking away precious brain power and leaving you feeling drained? You know that feeling when you scroll for what feels like 5 minutes but then realize an hour has vanished into thin air? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where social media is constantly vying for our attention, and let's be honest, it can feel pretty overwhelming sometimes. It's like the ultimate cosmic game of tug-of-war between staying connected and feeling truly present. But here's the thing. Social media doesn't have to be the enemy. Just like anything else in life, it's all about finding balance. Think of it like this: social media can be a fantastic tool for connection, sharing ideas, and even discovering new things. But when we let it consume us, it can start to feel more like a burden than a blessing. So how do we harness the power of social media without letting it hijack our mental well-being? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Mindful scrolling is your superpower. This one's huge. Instead of passively scrolling through endless feeds, try being more intentional with your time online. Ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this scroll session? Are you looking for inspiration, connection, or just a quick distraction? Once you know what you want, you can curate your feed accordingly and avoid getting sucked into the vortex of negativity or comparisonitis. 2. The comparison game is a loser's game. Seriously, ditch it. Social media often presents a curated version of reality. Think highlight reels instead of everyday struggles. Comparing yourself to others online is like comparing apples to oranges. We're all on different journeys with unique strengths and challenges. Remember, your worth isn't measured by likes, followers, or perfectly filtered photos. 3. Unplug regularly. Recharge your inner battery. Just like your phone needs to be recharged, so does your brain. Make time for regular digital detox breaks, disconnect from social media, step away from the screen, and engage in activities that nourish your soul. Go for a walk in nature, read a good book, connect with loved ones face to face, or simply sit in silence and enjoy the stillness. 4. Seek out positive content. You have the power to curate a feed that uplifts and inspires you. Follow accounts that promote positivity, creativity, and kindness. Limit your exposure to negativity and drum on follow accounts that trigger negative emotions or leave you feeling drained. 5. Social media is a tool, not your identity. Remember, social media is just one part of the big picture. It's not who you are, it's simply a platform for connecting and sharing. Don't let it define your worth or dictate your happiness. Focus on building meaningful relationships in real life, pursuing your passions, and living authentically. Let me tell you a story about this. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant creative soul who feels constantly overwhelmed by the endless stream of perfectly curated lives on Instagram. She starts comparing herself to others, feeling like she's falling short in every area of her work, her relationships, even her home decor. This comparison game becomes a vicious cycle, leaving her feeling anxious and uninspired. Then, Sarah decides to take a break from social media for a week. During that time, she rediscovers the joy of painting, reconnects with old friends, and focuses on projects that bring her genuine happiness. When she returns to social media, it feels different, less overwhelming, more manageable. She starts following accounts that inspire her creativity and unfollows those that trigger negative emotions. Sarah learns that social media can be a tool for inspiration and connection, but it's ultimately about finding balance and prioritizing her own well-being. So remember, beautiful brains, you're in control. Use social media mindfully, curate your feed with intention, and don't forget to disconnect and recharge. Remember, your mental health is your most precious asset, protect it fiercely. This journey of self-discovery and mindful living is a marathon, not a sprint. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and never stop exploring the depths of your own awesome spirit. Head over to our website and share your thoughts on social media and its impact on your mental health. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember, you are enough exactly as you are. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.